It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Hatchet pregame show from Bloomfield tonight on WAMW as the Lady Hatchets get set to battle the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals. Coach, big matchup tonight. This is after a heartbreaking, tough road loss on Saturday. Man, good battle with Princeton.
And, you know, you can't fault our kids' effort, both teams for that matter. It was a good game. Of course, it's always a better game if you come out on the winning end. But we just got to take care of the little things throughout the entire game. You know, in the Princeton game, missed some early shots around the basket, missed some free throws early. Didn't help that Sisk scored 30. I mean, it just kind of, you know, one thing led to another. But you got to get back at it and got to bounce back. We got to have that same intensity and work ethic in this game today, too. Leah Toon and the Shelton girl, I mean, they're tremendous scorers and at 6 feet tall. I mean, they'll run the point, they'll post you up, they'll drive the basket. I mean, just complete players right there that we've got to make sure we know where they're at all times and not give up easy buckets. And they're tremendous free throw shooters. But we've got to be able to handle the basketball. We've just got to score. We've just got to keep being aggressive going to the basket and just have more of a high concentration level around the basket. Seems like we're getting looks, but we're just not able to get that ball up on the square and put it through the hoop. And you see a lot of girls' games especially, there's just a lot of shots missed around the basket.
Well, Coach, you know, it doesn't get easy this week. You've got Bloomfield here tonight on the road, a very good Class A team, and then it's Gibson Southern on Saturday. We always know that's a tough team to face.
Right, and then we've got Mount Carmel's Thursday. So we've got three games this week, and we've got, you know, and all three are very good basketball teams. And, of course, conference game with Mount Carmel Thursday, and Gibson Southern's a powerhouse again. So definitely for us, one game at a time. But, you know, throughout practice, when you've got a day in between as far as scouting report goes and taking care of yourself and getting that focus back going, is that we got to continue to keep getting better. And working on things that is going to prepare us not only for this week, but come tournament time, because that's right around the corner.
And that's the way you play tournament. You know, you'll have a day off and then back at it. So this gets you really ready for that sectional.
It is a quick turnaround. I'll say, especially from the kids' standpoint, they love it when it's game time. And it's a lot better than the practice time for them. But, of course, as coaches, we feel like there's not enough practice time that we've got to get back in there and kind of fine-tune things and get back to the fundamentals. But you just got to be ready to play. I mean, you know, we talked earlier, like, you're guaranteed at least 23 games a season. If you can't be ready 23 days out of the year, there's something wrong with you, especially on game day. I mean, let's be honest. Why do we join sports? To get to the games and play the games. But we've got to get something out of the games and just be competitive on both ends of the floor and just keep staying aggressive.
What about your lineup tonight?
Lindsay Moody, Maddie Dant, Hadley Faith, Kinsia Levisier, and Elena Thorne.
All right, good luck. We'll see you in the postgame.
Okay, thanks, Dwayne.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Right Now trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bloomfield High School for Tuesday night girls basketball as the Washington Lady Hatchets are set to battle the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals. This is the Hatchet Pregame Show on WAMW brought to you by Boyd & Son Machinery. Boyd & Sons, always proud to support our area athletes. Tonight, the Lady Hatchets look to regroup after a tough road outing that was not only tough on the team, bro, but it was tough on the broadcast team Saturday afternoon.
Probably tougher on us. We had a little problem, slight problem with the officiating, but hopefully that won't happen tonight. We knew we were in trouble whenever the guy tossed the jump ball at the beginning, and he so bad he had to do it over.
It was an interesting afternoon, to say the least. But, you know, you can't blame it all on the officials. Give Princeton credit. They played hard, did what they had to do. Coach, in her pregame interview, said she did not fault her girls. They played their hearts out. They left it all on the court. It was a matter of one team having one more basket than the other team. And in the end, 56-54, Princeton got the conference win.
Well, that's just the kind of game that you always would want to watch as a fan, because both teams played very, very well. And you're right, it was no matter who got the last chance to score was going to win. Actually, we had the last chance and couldn't capitalize, but you know what I mean. It was a really, really good game to watch. Turnovers were not too prevalent, and, you know, field goal percentage pretty good. So it was really, really a good game.
Well, tonight it's Bloomfield, and this is another good Class A ball club. They're 8-8 right now on a three-game skid. Their last outing, Springs Valley, Vincennes, Lincoln, and Lagodi. They lost to those three teams, so they're looking to get back on the winning track at the 500 mark right now at 8-8. Against Lagodi, they fell 54-40 in their last outing. Coach Ron Knepp heads up the program. Fine gentleman and a great coach. Of course, he spent some years with North Davies girls program before coming here to Bloomfield. In his fourth year now, 52 wins and 39 losses here at Bloomfield. And you can bet he's hungry to get back on the winning track.
Well, and he's assisted by Gary Weir, who was an official. He was a referee for 25 years, a really fine official. So there's some basketball knowledge on that bench, that's for sure.
Tonight, the Lady Hatchets, again, will try to get back on the winning track. They come in at 11-4 under head coach Gretchen Miles, 11 years with the program at Washington, 152 wins to 81 losses. And Miles told us in the pregame interview the focus is definitely going to be on the senior, Malia Toon. We understand she may have some 1,300 points now in her career. She's averaging 20-plus a night, 6-foot senior. She's finally a senior. Seems like we've mentioned that name for 8-10 years since coming to Bloomfield and facing this team.
Well, 1,300, that's substantial. That's only about 350 less than Coach Miles herself. So that's a nice total. So we'll definitely have to concentrate on her, that's for sure.
In the JV game, Washington got the preliminary win. They defeated the Bloomfield Lady Cardinal JV 43-30, and the varsity hoping to follow suit here tonight. Bloomfield's gym capacity 2,350, but I'll tell you what, they bring a good crowd out to support their home team, as we had a tough time finding a parking place around this gym.
Yes, we did. For those of you that have been here to Bloomfield, this gym, I don't know, it's maybe 20, 25 years old, maybe something like that. So it's really bright in here. It looks nice. It is just not all that large of a gym. And I guess they built it that way, not planning on the school size getting much bigger. But it's a nice facility.
Let's see what happens. We got more on the pregame show right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
It's a new year and time for the Start Something New sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new year means a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude in your driveway. The Jeep Cherokee Latitude comes in front-wheel or four-wheel drive and offers many great features in the new Jeep model. Washington Chrysler Center has five in stock that just rolled off the truck, priced as low as $22,208. Amazing deals to start the new year fresh during the Start Something New sales event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Bloomfield High School for Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers. Bro, let's talk about the prescription for success tonight. Brought to you by the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington.
Well, you know, we are 11-4, but unfortunately we have lost three out of our last five games. So I would think that a key is getting a good start here. Now, I would think that maybe the Lady Hatchet defense, which has been so great all year long, probably going to hold this team to about 40 points. So hopefully we can get 41 at least. And that is continuing with our aggressiveness on offense. In the Princeton game, our offense looked pretty good, you know, pretty aggressive. So hopefully that continues and people look for shots whenever they have them.
This is a busy week of Lady Hatchet basketball. We're on the road here tonight at Bloomfield. Thursday, 2 days from now, we've got Mount Carmel at home, another Big 8 conference matchup at the Hatchet House as the Aces will be in town Thursday night. And then on Saturday, another home game with the Gibson Southern Titans. Saturday afternoon, tip-off for that one, 2:30. So a busy week as we talk to Coach Miles. This gets you ready for the tournament. That's the type of schedule you'll play come tourney time, which is fast approaching. The final week of January is the opening round of the girls' basketball sectional tournament.
That's unbelievable. Seems like we just got started. But, you know, we've got a couple of tough games in the near future. The Gibson Southern game is going to be a tough one. Luckily, we're at home there. I understand, Dwayne, that you'll be taking care of that game at home, and then you'll turn around and drive down to Gibson Southern for the boys'
game. They always do that every year. Yep, it's a home and away series with Gibson Southern. It's always on a Saturday, and it's one at home, the other away. In this case, this year, it's the girls at home. Boys will be on the road. So, doubleheader Saturday,
yeah.
And then we got Jasper boys at home Friday night for a Big 8 conference game. So, again, a busy week of Hatchet basketball.
And if you're lucky, you'll get to enjoy that 45-minute homecoming that Gibson Southern always has.
I'm not sure it's homecoming or not. More than likely, it probably is. Falling about right around homecoming time. So,
yeah.
We'll see if that's the case Saturday night. I know the Hatchet homecoming is 1 week from this Friday. It'll be on January 18th.
Well, Gibson Southern, they always go all out. They have like 25 different attendants, and I'm always interested to see whether that 17th or 18th girl is a member of the Beta Club. That's always interests me.
Starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain proud to support our area athletes for Bloomfield. We're expecting 5'6 junior number 20 Hannah Walls at guard, 5'10 sophomore number 23 Kylie Shelton, and 5'8 junior number 24 Emily Neighbors. Your forwards is the 6-foot senior superstar number 30 Malia Toon, and 5'7 senior number 32 Nicole Kilzer. Again, Ron Knepp, the head coach, in 4 years, 52 wins, 39 losses overall. Bloomfield is 8-8 heading into this matchup tonight. For the Washington Lady Hatchets, set guard Maddie Dant, Lindsay Moody will take the other guard spot. Forwards, Elena Thorne and Kinsia Lavasseur, the freshman dynamic duo. And working the middle today, getting the start, number 43, Hadley Faith. Washington under head coach Gretchen Miles, 11 years, 152 wins, 81 losses. Overall, the Lady Hatchets 11-4, trying to rebound after a tough road outing against Princeton Saturday afternoon. want to thank our sponsors tonight. They include the Donaldson Insurance Agency, John and Martha Newton, big number one Hatchet supporters. Donaldson's your number one. Also, Freddie Energy in Washington. Freddie Energy fueling your everyday life. Also, Chuckles Convenience Stores, fast, convenient, and always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. And the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy, located on State Street in Washington. The Hatchets are in the away black, trimmed in gold today, while the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals will be in the white, trimmed in red. Bloomfield partners with Washington, and these two schools have the top ROTC programs in our area in southern Indiana. So the Bloomfield NJROTC will present the colors here, as they always do a great job with that. We are just about set for the announcement of the starting lineups and the varsity tip. Again, the JV game earlier went to Washington 43-30. The varsity is coming up right here on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW. Will be back from Bloomfield after this two-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Don't miss a night of big laughs coming to Ace's Restaurant in Washington. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen, and we are proud to be hosting IndieProv Friday night, January 11th at Ace's. Complete improv comedy made up on the spot with you involved in the show. Think, whose line is it anyways? Tickets are only $15 a person and on sale now at Ace's Restaurant, located inside the Washington Country Club. Don't miss this fun-filled night with IndieProv live at Ace's, Friday night, January 11th. For more details, follow us on Facebook at Aces Restaurant.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Colors now even before here at Bloomfield after a great version of the national anthem performed by the Bloomfield Choir. And the ROTC here at Bloomfield gets a big round of applause. Nice job, as always. We're back at Bloomfield High School, ready for the varsity tip. Again, it's the Lady Hatchets at 11-4, up against the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals at 8-8. Steve Brothers, I'm ready. You ready?
Yes, let's see if we can get a good start like we mentioned in the pregame. pretty important. As you also mentioned, Hadley Faith is in the starting lineup. Coach Miles has been juggling the lineup slightly, interchanging Faith and Barber. And, of course, she can go 4 or 5 deep on the bench.
You're right, and they don't lose anything. That is so nice for a coach to have that luxury, because keeping fresh legs in there down the stretch, especially, you know, as you get later in the season and tournament time, is going to be a key to going far in that postseason tournament.
Oftentimes when she subs, she gets a nice boost.
Absolutely.
From her sub. Hey, I can't help but notice that the announcer's a little more enthusiastic announcing the Cardinal lineup. He sounded like the guy in Forrest Bueller's Day Off announcing Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
Bueller.
Bueller.
He's pretty pretty lackluster enthusiasm for us.
Bueller. Bueller. You're exactly right. Hey, T-shirt, bro. T-shirt.
All right. A free T-shirt. As the starters. I wonder if she threw that up our way on purpose.
I think she was leaning towards you. Yeah, she was looking your way. What's a little extra airplay on the air tonight?
Who threw that one? Give her some credit.
Absolutely, we will. Tonight, it's Hannah Walls, Kylie Shelton, Emily Neighbors, Malia Toon, and Nicole Kilzer for Bloomfield. Maddie Dant, Talena Thorne, Lindsay Moody, Katsia Lavasseur, and Hadley Faith for Washington. 8 minutes on the clock. JV game earlier again went to Washington 43-30, and the varsity looking to follow suit and get back on that winning track.
This would be a good night to do it.
Absolutely.
Last year, I believe the Cardinals had their way with us in the Hatchet House, did they not?
I believe you're right, yes.
So let's see if we can bounce back from that.
Jumping center, it's Elena Thorne going against Malia Toon, and the opening tip is controlled by the Hatchets. They're going to be right to left on your dial for the first half. We're underway. Maddie Dant with the ball in front of the Bloomfield bench, kicks it out to Moody. Now Thorne, far side, behind the arc. Thorne back over to Moody. Now to Dant in the near corner. Dant one-on-one with Toon. Brings it out to Moody, and Moody holds the ball for a moment as she waits for her offense to set.
Trying to figure out the defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone from the Cardinals.
Lavasseur makes her move in the paint. Back out to Moody. Moody lost the handle, still loose, but saved it.
Nice recovery.
Lavasseur. Lavasseur blocked from behind. Gets the loose ball. Tries again. She's fouled. No call. Wow. And yeah. And here comes Bloomfield. So Washington.
Not this again.
Washington. We actually had her arm on that one, but.
We had enough of that on Saturday.
Okay, here we go. Bloomfield now gets their first look. Malia Toon breaks free, and she loses it. Picked by Thorne and the Hatchets. Here comes Lavasseur. She has the numbers, puts it up, and gets two.
Nice drive.
Can see Lavasseur with two. Washington leads 2-0. A minute 10 gone, first quarter here at Bloomfield.
Man-to-man defense for the Hatchets. Seems like they've opened each game with a man-to-man defense, and then Coach Miles starts to switch things around.
Kilzer gets it into Toon. Toon at the wing, back out to Kilzer at the volleyball line. Bloomfield trying to get a read on this tough Hatchet defense, ranked 11th in the state, allowing less than 40 points a game on average. They're tough. They are tough.
Well, they're seeing nothing right now. As we're down to 6:14 to go, and they're just standing, trying to figure something out here.
Kilzer brings it out to the center circle, works it in now to Kayla Pinnick. Pinnick did get the start today. Over now to Hannah Walls. Walls goes into Shelton.
Shelton's pass is deflected,
and Hadley Faith comes up with the steal. She finds her point guard, Moody, and Moody takes it to the hoop for two.
That was the same move that we saw down at Princeton, two giant steps, but at Princeton they called travel on that. This time we had two giant steps and a left-handed layup from the left side.
4-0 Hatchets. Kilzer looking into Pinnick. Pinnick has nowhere to go. She'll bring it back out to Shelton. Shelton tries for three, missed it. And the rebound chased down by Maddie Dant and the Hatchets. Dant off to the races across the timeline. Now finds her guard, Moody. Moody over to Thorne. Thorne into Faith. Hadley Faith rejected by Pinnick.
St- Still no foul.
Pinnick, I think she got all ball on that one. Pinnick is listed as 6 foot and senior. She's every bit of that.
Yep.
Gracie Lowry coming in now, replacing Hannah Walls for the Cardinals. Quickly, it goes into Hadley Faith, and Faith on her shot attempt is fouled. She'll shoot two free ones.
Well, he had to call that one. That was a hammer right on the arm.
Tonight's game brought to you by Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer in downtown Washington. The Start Something New sales event is in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Big savings on Jeep Latitudes, starting at $22,208, the new 2019 Jeep Latitudes. Test drive yours at the Washington Chrysler Center. 1-for-2 at the line for Hadley Faith. Rebound to Bloomfield. And as Shelton makes her move, a reach-in foul called against Washington. Goes against Maddie Dant, her first. Out of bounds now for the Cardinals. Goes into Shelton. Shelton works it over to Gracie Lowry, and now to Kilzer. Kilzer wants to get it to Toon, and denied by Thorne. Last touch by Toon, and out of bounds to the Hatchets. Boy, Thorne just stepped right in
great
front of
defense.
That.
Great defense. She got a hand on it, and it deflected off of the Cardinals, and it's the Hatchets' ball. Still 0 points for Bloomfield.
5-0. Here's Lavasseur.
Oh,
reverse
what a shot.
Layup. No good. Rebound fought for and out of bounds. Last touch by the Hatchets.
That would have been a beautiful shot had it connected. It was a reverse layup, but a little strong. We're 4:45 to go in the first quarter, and Bloomfield has shot one time.
Gracie Lowry with it, far side, one-on-one against Lavasseur. Lavasseur with sticky pressure. Now it goes to Pinnick. Pinnick gets the pressure from Hadley Faith, and she'll work it over to Kilzer. Bloomfield not able to get anything going offensively so far.
Almost had a backdoor there.
Yep. The pass went through Kilzer's hands. A break for Washington. As now a three is thrown up by Shelton off the mark. And the rebound is pulled down by Maddie Dant. So still 5-0. Hatchets quickly up the floor. Hadley Faith puts it up and draws another foul. And Hadley Faith has two more free throws.
5-0, 4:07 in the quarter.
Myers LP Gas, one of our proud sponsors tonight. Steve and Clara Myers, proud to support the Hatchets. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, also a proud supporter of Hatchet Hoops. Faith hits the first free throw, 2-for-3 at the line. She's got one more free toss. 6-0 Hatchets, halfway through the first quarter of play. Second free throw is good for Hadley Faith. Makes it 7-0 in favor of Washington. Nicole Kilzer brings it up, kicks it over to Toon. Toon now to Gracie Lowry. Lowry over to Kilzer, far side. Toon cuts to the basket. There she worked free, and she gets her first points tonight. Well, definitely she's the one that they want to have the ball. They build their offense around her, and boy, Thorne's done a nice job so far shutting her down.
She has.
Just broke free on that one, and it's now 7-2, Washington. Lavasseur in the paint to Faith, just out of her reach, and the loose ball controlled by Bloomfield, a Hatchet turnover.
First one of the game for Washington.
Toon. Straight to the basket, and she's fouled on the floor by Thorne. Malia Toon taking it straight to the hoop. She'll do that all night. You got it. Thorne needed a little help on that one.
Well, Toon is a 6 foot senior and is fairly mobile.
5 seconds.
5 second call. Good job.
Kilzer couldn't get it in. The ball is back to Washington.
You can tell she's an experienced player. She carries herself with a lot of confidence.
7-2, 5-point Hatchet lead, 3:20 to go in the opening quarter here at the Bloomfield High School. Thorne tried to get it in to Hadley Faith.
Referee cannot make up his mind. I guess he yelled out black.
He forgot to point, though.
Yeah, did not point.
So it's still with Washington as Allie Barber checks in, replacing Hadley Faith.
Hadley did a nice job in there.
Thorne. Needs an open player. Kicks it way out to Moody. Moody over to Barber.
Ooh, high dribble there.
Now back to Moody. Now over to Matty Dant. Dant gets it to Lavasseur. Lavasseur, jump shot. Nope. Rebound to Malia Toon. Toon, outlet pass up to Shelton. Shelton picks up the dribble right in front of Coach Miles and the Hatchet bench. And she's in trouble.
Near turnover, but Moody knocked it out of bounds.
Almost got the steal.
Yep. Missed it by about a half a step.
Bloomfield hangs on. Despite Hatchet's really controlling this first quarter.
Yeah, it's only a 5-point
lead. It's only 7-2. Tonight's game coverage presented by Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club. Enjoy an evening of improv comedy this Friday night at Ace's. Indieprov will be at Ace's. It's a big night of laughs, and you, the crowd, will be involved. Tickets are $15 and on sale now at Aces. Be sure to get yours. It's sure to be a sellout. 2:45 remaining, 7-2 in favor of Washington. Kilzer hands it off to Pinnick. Pinnick just holds the ball. Now she looks into Shelton. Shelton falls to the floor and loses it. The ball chased down by Maddie Dant. Dant out to Moody. Now to Thorne. Thorne, short. Rebound to Lavasseur, and she'll put it in for two. We'll call that a pass.
Okay.
Because it was a beautiful pass right to Lavasseur.
You talked me into it.
9-2. Hatchets by 7. 2 minutes left, first quarter. Shelton.
Oh, there's a foul. Yep. Maddie Dant lost her balance and fell right into the player. So
it's going to be on Maddie, her second.
Coach Miles pleading her case there. She says, watch the moving screens.
That is the third team foul against the Hatchets. Out of bounds for Bloomfield. Kilzer needs to get it in. Finally gets it to Toon. Toon powers up a shot. And the foul. Well, that was
that
a strong move by Toon.
That's on Maddie again.
Yep, that's going to be three on Maddie Dant now.
Jade Browning coming in for Maddie.
Malia Toon has a chance for the three-point play here at the line. Toon has all 4 points so far, the senior leader.
Well, that was a nice, strong move. She did get fouled and was able to
falling
have enough
to the
strength
floor.
To get it in the basket.
The free throw is up and in. Nothing but net.
Checking in for Bloomfield.
And now, Emily Neighbors is in, replacing Kayla Pinnick for the Bloomfield Cardinals. It's the Dolly Parton score, 9-5. And Hatchet lead is only 4 points. Wow.
It seems like you said, they've played a little better than that.
Oh, man.
Lavasseur
There's
up again, no good.
There's got to be contact there, doesn't there?
Looks like it.
Does she miss that bad, bro? I mean, come on.
Well, there's definitely contact, but oh
that's
nice
a
play there.
Loose ball. Oh, still loose. Out of bounds to Washington. Good hustle by Bloomfield.
Yeah, Toon shot it, missed it, and then dove for the loose ball. Good hustle, as you said.
They called that on Malia Toon. That's her first personal.
Interesting.
Didn't know
call.
It was a foul.
Interesting call there.
Jay Browning into the lineup now. It's over to Moody. She'll try for three. Boy, bottoms up.
That was nothing but net.
Lindsay Moody from downtown, 12-5. Hatchet lead back at 7. Minute 20 left, first quarter. Moody has 5 in this opening period. Good start for the Hatchet senior.
Moody is all over the point guard, Kilzer.
Neighbors now
might have been a travel
picks
almost.
Up the dribble. Neighbors needs help.
That's 5 seconds.
Still needs help.
That's the fifth turnover as 5 seconds is called. I think it was 6.3 seconds, but let's not get picky. So that's 5 turnovers, 1 minute to go in the quarter.
12-5, 7-point Hatchet lead, Washington with the ball. Allie Barber tries for three. It's off the mark. Rebound to Lavasseur. Her putback is no good. And now she gets it one more time. She'll kick it out to Moody, who tries for three. Oh, almost got the roll. Lavasseur fouled. She's shooting two.
Well, Kinsia has 5 offensive rebounds already.
She's camping out down there.
Number 30, Malia Toon.
That's the second foul on Toon. Not good news there for Bloomfield, as Lavasseur is going to shoot 2 free ones. The freshman puts it up and in.
That was a line drive.
5 points for Kinsia with one more free toss coming. It's 13-5 now in favor of the Hatchets. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Free throw there, short.
Yep.
Neighbors gets the rebound. Toon, outlet pass to Gracie Lowry, who broke free. And Lowry lays it in. Makes it 13-7. Hatchet's a little slow to get back on defense that time. That's a rare.
I know. You don't see that very often. Coach Miles is unhappy with that. I mean, you work so hard on the defensive end on the half court to prevent a bucket, and then they get an easy one on transition. That leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Washington holding for the last shot here at the Cardinal mascot in the center circle. Now it's over to Barber. 5 seconds. Hatchets need to make their move. Lavasseur takes it to the hoop, and no good. That's it for the first quarter of play. We've played 8 minutes of basketball at Bloomfield on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after one. It's Washington 13, the Bloomfield Cardinals 7. Second quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Hi, this is Andy Arvin, owner of Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority at Edley Mortuary. Many people who enter into a prepaid funeral contract don't fully understand their transferability rights. Prepaid funeral contracts can easily be transferred. Simply contact Edley Mortuary and we will assist you. For more information, call Edley Mortuary at 812-254-3612.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at Bloomfield High School, ready for the second quarter play. Washington leading the Bloomfield Cardinals 13-7 on this Tuesday night. Girls hoops.
Dwayne, Washington had 15 shots in the quarter, and the Cardinals only had six. Unfortunately, Washington was just 4-for-15 from the field. As can see, Lavasseur had a lot of shots underneath, but either was getting fouled or blocked on them. But not many fouls were called. Could have been blocks. The Bloomfield opens with the ball here. And the Lady Hatchets are still in the man-to-man defense.
No good on the attempt by Bloomfield. Rebound to Lavasseur, and here comes Moody off to the races. Moody to Thorne. Thorne blocked by Toon. Boy,
I tell
you.
They're getting a lot of blocks.
Yeah, Toon was straight up. That's a clean block.
That was a good call.
Toon now bringing it up the floor, and she lost it. Out of bounds to Washington.
She can't believe the call as she went
she
up.
She thought somebody picked her pocket, but apparently not.
She was not happy.
Other games tonight, North Davies is at Shackamack. Jasper playing at Gibson Southern. Lagodi is at Pike Central tonight. Reveille is taking on Princeton. That ought to be a good one.
Yeah.
And Wood Memorial at South Knox. So lots of girls basketball on this Tuesday. It's the Hatchets turn it over. That was Shelton who stepped in for the steal. Toon with a long three, pops it and drains it.
Point basket, Malia Toon.
Malia Toon, that's her specialty. She's got 8 points.
Eight of the ten. 13-10. That was a long three-pointer, too.
Yeah, that was a step off the line, and I even think there was a tip on that. It looked like the Hatchet player got a tip of it. Moody to the basket.
Another block.
They're calling them all clean blocks. Toon, no. And the rebound to Hadley Faith, and Faith throws it right back to the Cardinals, unfortunately. Kills her over to Toon. A little frantic play on both sides at the moment.
Yep.
Reciprocating turnovers.
Another long three-pointer.
No good that time. She likes to step out and take it.
Yep.
Jade Browning with the rebound, walks it up. Now here comes Thorne back out to Moody.
Well, Lindsay once again has realized that she can probably dribble around her defender. So look for her when she gets the ball up high to try to penetrate some.
Lavasseur drives the paint. Strong move up. No, gets her own rebound. Put back, yes. Katsia Lavasseur, 7 points tonight. 15-10.
Seven rebounds also.
She's going to have a double-double at the half.
Right.
Toon with it. 15-10. If you're just joining us, Lady Hatchets leading by five here at Bloomfield. Shelton with the ball for the Cardinals. Hands it off to Emily Neighbors. Neighbors now with the handoff to Malia Toon. And Toon throws it out of bounds to Washington. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated on Main Street, downtown Washington.
Toon upset with herself as that pass was too strong right out of bounds.
Quincy Healy checking in now for the Lady Hatchets at the five-minute mark in the half. Moody calls out the play, hands it over to Lavasseur. Lavasseur up and no. Rebound to Healy. Put back no. Browning's put back no. And now Bloomfield comes up with it. Boy, three chances there. Point yep. blank. Just couldn't get her to go. And here comes the Cardinals. And then they almost turn it over. Tied up. Jump ball. They do turn it over. Little miscommunication there on Bloomfield's side. Gives it back to Washington. You can't do that against this stingy Hatchet defense.
Well, Washington getting their share of offensive rebounds. Eight already in the half.
Washington 15, Bloomfield 10. Lavasseur couldn't handle the pass from Thorne. It'll sail out of bounds and back to Bloomfield. What's your turnovers look like?
Four turnovers for Washington, but three in this quarter.
What about Bloomfield?
And Bloomfield has seven.
Shelton over to Toon.
She wants to shoot that three.
And then they lob it right into Lavasseur's hands. Here's two on one. Lavasseur to Thorne, and Thorne with the finish for two.
How many times have we seen that this year?
Elena Thorne gets her first point, 17-10.
Two on one fast break there. And those two girls are extremely unselfish.
Kilzer with the ball. Almost picked there by Moody.
Yeah, Lindsay has her number.
Now it is a turnover as Quincy Healy comes up with the loose ball. Hatchets push it up to Jade Browning. Browning's jump shot is no good, and Neighbors gets the rebound. Bloomfield looking up the floor to Shelton. Shelton back to Kilzer. Kilzer over to Toon in the center circle. And now Browning with the steal.
Nice job there.
Browning tries to feed Thorne and taken away by Kilzer.
Reciprocating. And
then
Thorne
almost got it again.
Wow. I can't keep up with this.
I don't know how you're doing it. That was turnover, 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 turnover. That was actually quadruplicating. Is that a word?
Wow.
Quadruplicating?
We should maybe go to by powers of 10. That was 10 to the... 10 turnovers for Bloomfield.
Just as long as you're not calling a timeout up here in the booth.
Oh,
we're okay.
Well, I'm going to try to quit doing that.
Toon has it now and hands it off to Neighbors. Neighbors needs help. Gets it back to Toon. Toon struggling as she throws it right into the hands of the Hatchets.
Oh, my. There was a trip there.
Yeah, not intentional.
I hope that wasn't
intentional. No, it wasn't. She was walking away. It really wasn't. As both players let go of the ball at the same time, and Thorne just fell down. Well, a timeout on the floor now. 2:57 left, first half, on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 17, Bloomfield 10. We're going to keep it here during the 30-second timeout. Remind you, tonight's game brought to you by A&R Home Center. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store.
I think that was a matter of an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old getting tangled, and maybe the 18-year-old was a little bit stronger, and Elena hit the deck pretty hard, actually.
Well, I tell you, Toon is a little out of her game tonight because the Hatchets are really keying in on her. Did you notice they are double teamed?
Yeah, and she's pretty frustrated as she has herself about four turnovers. She's kind of frustrated, and she does have eight out of their 10 points.
17-10 right now. Washington leading by seven. Bloomfield ball as play resumes. Quick inbound pass to Shelton. Her three is off the mark, and here comes Lavasseur and the Hatchets. Layup just
too strong. Little off balance on that one.
And the rebound controlled by Toon and Bloomfield.
Boy, Elena Thorne is all over Toon. Another turnover.
And the Hatchets create another steal. Now Quincy Healy all alone lays it in for two on the fast break. 19-10. Washington now by nine.
That was a nice little flurry there for the Hatchets.
2:20 left to go in the first half. Shelton's shot is short. Rebound out of bounds to Washington. Last touch by Kayla Pinnick.
We're down to 2:13 in the second quarter. Lead is 19-10.
Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal at Bill Dobson Ford. 2 minutes left in the half.
Let's see. We're going to have a play. Coach Miles calling out a specific play.
Washington so far has held Bloomfield to 3 points in this second quarter. Allie Barber controls now. Far side. Picks up the dribble.
Nice
cutting
pass.
Thorne. Thorne feeds it to Lavasseur, and she's got to be hacked.
That's we've had about 10 shots blocked.
It's on to Bloomfield.
All clean, of course.
It's on to Bloomfield now. That was a beautiful pass by Thorne.
It was.
Stepped around underneath in pressure, and she was aware of where Lavasseur was. There's a shot up and in by Pinnick. Kayla Pinnick gets her first points. 6 foot senior, good for two, makes it 19-12. They are letting him play underneath tonight. That's
I would
sure.
say.
Healy shot. No, that's a pass. It goes. We'll call
air
it a
ball.
Pass.
But Kinsia Lavasseur, ever present, gets her 7th offensive rebound and once again goes up for the shot. It's either going to be a block or a foul. This time they did call the foul.
But they didn't give her the free throws.
That's interesting.
I don't think that's quite right.
Out of bounds under our own basket. Wasn't she shooting?
She was. I already had it in my book. I thought that was a no-brainer. Okay. Inbound pass goes to Thorne. Thorne right to the basket. Lays it in for two.
Right-handed.
Nobody stopped her. 21-12. Hatchet's back up by 9. Under a minute to go now. Bloomfield with the ball.
Boy, Thorne is really concentrating on Toon over here on the weak side. She hasn't had many shots lately.
Toon feeds it to Shelton. Shelton for 3. No good. The rebound to Barber and the Hatchets. Allie Barber over to Lavasseur, and Lavasseur gets it to Moody. Barber, yes.
Nice jumper.
Allie Barber drains the 2, about a step inside the 3-point
yep,
arch.
That was pretty.
23-12, Hatchets.
Lindsay Moody's going to get a steal out here in front before this game's over with.
Shelton driving to the bucket, missed it.
A little over the back foul there on Elena Thorne.
Rebound.
Going for
foul.
The rebound.
Thorne whistled for her.
And Browning comes in for Thorne with 14.9 seconds to go in the half.
2 fouls on Thorne.
Yep. No sense getting that 3rd one.
Out of bounds for Bloomfield.
Near steal by Healy.
Kilser gets it into Pinnick. Pinnick gets it to Shelton. Shelton shot no good. Kilser rebound, and she traveled with. Oh. Jump ball.
It was a block shot, and instead of calling, the girl went up with it, got blocked, and came down. Instead of calling travel, he elected to call jump ball. And it's Washington's possession.
Out of bounds for Washington. Okay. Hatchets have it, length of the floor, 7 seconds left to go in the first half. Moody moves quickly, hands it off to Browning. Browning blocked.
Again, no foul call.
And that's it for the first half of play.
That's
we played one half of basketball here at Bloomfield on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. At the half, it's Washington 23, the Bloomfield Cardinals 12. Halftime show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's Two Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's Two Steakhouse in Oakland City.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes 160 seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Lenny Hatchet basketball from Bloomfield tonight, presented by WTHI TV10, coverage you can count on by your Edward Jones financial advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. And by Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. At the half, Washington in control. They lead the Bloomfield Cardinals 23-12, individual scoring first for the Hatchets. Leading the way with 7 points, the freshman Kinsia Lavasseur. Lindsay Moody chipped in 5. 4 points for Elena Thorne, 3 points for Hadley Faith at the free throw line, 2 points for Quincy Healy off the bench, and 2 for Allie Barber. So 6 players in the scoring column, led by Lavasseur with 7, Moody with 5, Thorne with 4, Hadley Faith with 3, Allie Barber with 2, and Quincy Healy with 2. For Bloomfield, they have Malia Toon leading the way with 8 first half points. Then it's 2 points for Gracie Lowry and 2 for Kayla Pinnick. And that's the scoring for Bloomfield at the half. 8 for Malia Toon, 2 for Gracie Lowry, and 2 for Kayla Pinnick. Washington led 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. And midway through on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 23, Bloomfield 12. Team stats, Steve Brothers?
For Washington, 9 for 31 from the field. That's 29% shooting, but Dwayne, I don't think I've ever seen a game where in one half a team is able to block about a dozen shots cleanly. But that's what's happened. There's been 10 to 12 block shots, in quotations, and that accounts for the poor field goal percentage. But I'm telling you what.
It's brutal down there, isn't it?
It's a jungle.
It's a jungle.
1 for 4 from the three-point arc, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. We have 9 offensive rebounds, and nice work there. Some of those have been off those blocked shots, though. 8 defensive rebounds and only 5 turnovers. For Bloomfield, they are 5 for 16 from the field, so they've shot 16 times. We've shot 31 times. 5 for 16 is 31%. 1 for 7 from the three-point arc, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Bloomfield only has 1 offensive rebound and 12 defensive rebounds, and they do have 11 turnovers, which have been a factor.
Washington leading the way, 23-12 at the break. I thought Elena Thorne was a big key in that first half. Her coverage of Toon was outstanding, and we kind of took Toon out of her element a little bit there. She was getting a little frustrated. She had 2 fouls and had to set out towards the end.
And she has 8 of their 12 points, but those were early points. I don't know whether – did she score in the second quarter?
She scored a 3.
Yeah, that was it after that. And you're right, Thorne has really done a tremendous job on her. And also Toon is, has 4 or 5 turnovers herself of the team's 11, and she was getting a little bit flustered.
She had a lot of pressure in her face. As Washington definitely had the scouting report on her tonight here at Bloomfield. The senior has been with Bloomfield, and as we said earlier, over 1,300 points in her career. She's an outstanding player for the Lady Cardinals and so far held to just 8 points in this first half. Midway through again at halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 23, the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals 12. We'll be back as we get set for second half action after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years' experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're traveling through the south side of town, save yourself some time, gas, and money, and let us pump your gas. Stop by Southside One Stop and fill up. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. Our Southside One Stop location is stocked and staffed for your convenience. Our full-service station is open, and we pump your fuel 7 days a week. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 to 5 on Sunday.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated. Fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We are back at Bloomfield High School as we get set for second half action on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington leading the Bloomfield Cardinals 23-12. I want to thank our sponsors tonight. Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City, voted best of the best when it comes to steak in Gibson County. Neil and Betty Newton always invite you to their place. It's a short drive wherever you're listening, and well worth it for great steak at Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Pepsi Beverages Company is the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. And Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, now serving Davies County, located on State Street in Washington. Kinsia Lavasseur leading the way with 7 points for the Lady Hatchets. Lindsay Moody also had a good half with 5 points and handled the basketball real well. Lavasseur almost with a double-double. What's her rebound total? Is it still at
9?
Oh, she's at 9 now. So no doubt Lavasseur is on track to get that double-double tonight.
Which you have predicted time and time again.
And she's had point-blank shots underneath that she usually doesn't miss, but apparently there's some excellent blockers for
Bloomfield. You know, Kinsia is so strong under there, but we have to remember she's only about 5'6", so she is going to get some shots blocked. But, boy, oftentimes her strength allows her to get the shot off anyway.
Or draw the foul, exactly.
Yep.
So both teams back out now, ready for the second half of play.
Yeah, Bloomfield playing to the tune of 12 points.
Oh, nice, nice. You worked on that during the timeout.
It took me the entire half. Eight of them are from tune.
Washington coming out with their starters, Elena Thorne, Lindsay Moody, Maddie Dant, who does have 3 fouls, Hadley Faith and Kinsia Lavasseur. For Bloomfield, it looks like they will also go with their starters, which is Kayla Pinnick, Nicole Kilzer, Malia Toon, Kylie Shelton, and I believe Hannah Walls is that 5th starter for Bloomfield.
You know, Dwayne, with the exception of Toon, the other players are, so far anyway, pretty helpless against this defense. They've really not shown us much at all.
Gracie Lowry stays on in place of Walls, so she will start the second half.
So hopefully we'll keep Elena Thorne on tune and continue where we left off here.
And Bloomfield starts with a ball.
Thorne is on tune, so.
Lowry hands it to Kilzer, now to tune, top of the key, back to Kilzer. Bloomfield looks into Shelton. Shelton kicks it off to Pinnick. Pinnick in the paint over to Kilzer. Out now to Toon. Toon to Shelton. Back out to Toon, and Toon pops it and hits it.
Nice jumper there.
And she's good. She's got a great outside shot, bro. And the Hatchets defended that well. They just
she had just a slight opening. That's all it took.
23-14 now, Washington's lead. Lindsay Moody over to Thorne. Thorne now to Hadley Faith in the near corner. Faith out to Moody.
Lindsay's going to penetrate here.
Here's Lavasseur. Lavasseur, nice duck under, but just short on that lay-in. And here comes Bloomfield. Toon.
Tries to penetrate.
Nothing there. Kicks it over to Lowry. And now Shelton hands it to Pinnock. Pinnock looking into Shelton. Out to Kilzer. Over to Lowry. Bloomfield trying frantically to get a good shot.
They're playing basically 4-on-4 right now as Toon is just out of the picture.
Shelton throws up a long three and missed it. Top of the key, rebound to Lavasseur. Lavasseur, yes!
Finally, the foul was called.
He
had to call that one.
Chance for a three-point play. That's on Toon. That's going to be her third.
That's what I mean, Dwayne, by the body contact. She got hammered on that shot, but was still able to put it in the basket. That was a big bucket to open the quarter.
They're saying four on the scoreboard. I think she just has three. The free throw from Lavasseur is no good. The rebound controlled by Toon and the Cardinals. Now Toon takes it all the way and lays in two more. Toon has 12 of the 16 for the Cardinals. Lavasseur, spin move. Nope. Rebound to Thorne. Thorne's put back is in. Boy, that was a nice play.
Yes, it was.
Elena Thorne has six, 27-16. I really love her play right now.
She's got a soft touch under there.
She's been a big factor for this Lady Hatchet team this year. Kills her. Yep, she's fouled. Moody tried to go straight up but got her body into it. So Kilzer's going to shoot a pair of free throws. Nicole Kilzer has a chance for her first points tonight.
Bloomfield's only shot one free throw, and they are 1-for-1.
The free throw is no good. One more for Kilzer. Second free throw is no good. Missed them both. An offensive rebound to Gracie Lowry. She'll kick it back out to Kilzer, and Bloomfield gets another chance.
That was only their second offensive rebound of the night. Okay, Dance got to be a little careful. She reached in there. She does have three fouls.
Shelton over to Toon. Toon behind the back.
Oh, that was a nice play right there.
Yeah,
she faked the pass and then went up for the shot and was fouled.
Malia Toon's going to shoot two free throws.
Number 22, Elena Thorne, shooting two for
Bloomfield. Well, I guess Toon is carrying this team.
Yeah. She can carry a tune, that's for sure. At the line, shooting two is Toon, and their first one's good. She's got five this quarter. 13 overall now. 6 foot senior, takes her time, eyes it, flies it. The second one's also good. Bottoms up. She's 3-for-3 at the line. She's a good free throw shooter.
Yep, pretty good at everything.
Yep, 27-18. Yeah, she's the real deal. 5 minutes left to go, third quarter. Lavasseur, nice strong move to the bucket, just short on the lay-in. The rebound saved and controlled by Bloomfield. Cardinals on a bit of a run now.
Concia was expecting the block there, and there was none to be had, and she was a little short on that shot. 27-18.
Kilzer out to Shelton.
Again, these other players just cannot get around the defense. Really struggling.
Kayla Pinnock picks up her dribble. Looks to Toon. Toon, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound to Moody, and the Hatchets just beating them right up the floor and laying it in for two.
That's their definition of coast to coast right there by Moody.
Moody outran the whole Bloomfield team up there. There were three players, Hatchet players, leading the way with no white jerseys on that one.
And she's all over the point guard.
4 minutes left, third quarter. 29-18. Hatchets in control.
I'm telling you, Lindsay's going to get a steal here sometime.
sticky, sticky pressure by Washington. And there's a pick by Lavasseur. Now she has Thorne, and Thorne up and in for two.
Nice pass by Vincia.
8 points for Thorne, 31-18, Hatchets.
Barber about to check into the game with 3:30 to go. Again, they're trying this weave out at the top.
There it's two for Kylie Shelton. That's Shelton's first points tonight. Makes it 31-20. With 3 minutes left, 11-point Hatchet lead. Moody, top of the key to Maddie Dant. Over now to Thorne. Thorne underneath to Moody. Moody kicks it back out to Dant. Over now to Thorne.
Nice quick step there.
Short rebound. Yes, and one for Hadley Faith.
Good job by Hadley.
Hadley Faith with the offensive rebound and the putback. A chance for a three-point play.
Well, Elena had a nice quick first step, dribbled right around her defender, but she was on the right side of the basket. And left-handed little four-footer was no good, but Faith was there for the rebound.
The free throw off the mark for Faith. The rebound chased down by Bloomfield. 33-20 now, 2:45 left, third quarter. Washington leading by 13. Shelton steps out for a three. No good. Rebound back to Shelton. She'll try again. Reset the offense.
Well, Kinsey almost had that defensive rebound. A near steal there by Thorne.
Toon kicks it over to Pinnick. Pinnick, no. Rebound, Lowry, no. And out of bounds to Washington.
All of a sudden, the Cardinals are getting some offensive rebounds. And we are not screening out very well.
2:19 left, third quarter. Quincy Healy coming in for Lavasseur. And Allie Barber checks in for Hadley Faith.
Can see that's her first break of the game, is it not?
Yep.
Elena Thorne had a brief break at the end of the second quarter.
Thorne picked from behind, and the loose ball controlled by Bloomfield.
That's only six turnovers for Washington.
Hannah Walls is back into the lineup for the Cardinals now. Toon over to Shelton, back to Toon.
Well, stagnant is what I would call this offense. As Toon is trying to direct traffic here and run a play. She's going to circle back.
Toon pops it, and no. Rebound, put back Kilzer. Yes, and one.
Well,
that was a nice job by Kilzer.
Another offensive rebound.
All of a sudden, they are killing us with the rebounds. That is, what, the third offensive rebound this quarter. They only had one the entire first half.
Yep. 11-point lead, 1:32 to go in the third quarter.
Well, Bloomfield not rolling over, that's for sure.
I thought maybe we were just about ready to pull away, but not so.
Kilzer connects on the three-point play.
Okay, let's see what we can do here in the last minute and a half.
Kilzer with 3 points, makes it 33-23. 10-point Hatchet lead.
We're trying to run a specific play, but it's taking a while to develop.
Barber right to the hoop, but too strong off the glass. Rebound, Bloomfield. Toon.
A near steal.
Maddie Dant has to play cautiously with those three fouls. Kilzer works free, puts up the shot. Can't get it. The rebound to Washington. Here's Moody, and she did double dribble, unfortunately. She was in too much traffic
there. Yep, too crowded. That's Lindsay's first turnover of the evening, however.
Gracie Lowry coming in now for Malia Toon. Toon gets a break with just under a minute to go, third quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory, and the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Underneath, Kilzer, no. Rebound, Lowry, no. And this time, Barber comes up with it. Look up the floor. Quincy's open, and then the pass is too much.
Boy, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, Quincy was wide open there. Too much on the pass, and it's going back to Bloomfield.
Eight turnovers for the Hatchets. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Kuhn is out of the game right now, taking a breather, so we've got to hold this possession.
Hannah Walls, one-on-one with Quincy Healy.
There's Walls a takeaway.
Now here's Quincy off to the races. She looks underneath to Barber. Barber brings it back out to Moody, and Moody calling the last shot. 7 seconds left. Five, four, three. We've got to get a shot off. It's going to be Barber at the buzzer. No good. And that's it for the third quarter of play. 8 minutes left to determine the winner. We've played three on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 33, Bloomfield 23. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's a new year and time for the Start Something New sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. The new year means a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude in your driveway. The Jeep Cherokee Latitude comes in front-wheel or four-wheel drive and offers many great features in the new Jeep model. Washington Chrysler Center has five in stock that just rolled off the truck, priced as low as $22,208. Amazing deals to start the new year fresh during the Start Something New sales event now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
8 minutes left here at Bloomfield. We head to the fourth quarter. Washington leading Bloomfield Cardinals 33-23. Dwayne Shake and Steve Brothers, glad to have you along on this Tuesday night for Lady Hatchet basketball on WAMW FM Washington. Almost a steal by Shelton. She's still battling. She's still battling and comes up with a steal. And then it's out of bounds, staying with the Cardinals. Good hustle there by Shelton. She created that one.
Yep.
That was just pure hustle on her part.
Would have been nice to open the quarter with a bucket, but that's not going to happen here.
So it's out of bounds now for the Cardinals. The lob goes into Pinnick. Kayla Pinnick.
Toon is still on the bench, Dwayne.
Shelton. I think the scoreboard showed she had four fouls, bro. I don't know if that was accurate or not. I didn't keep those. But if she did, she may have to stay down for a little bit, because they're going to need her down the stretch.
Well, the key here is to stop this team with her on the bench, because, like I said, no offense intended, but these other players have not shown that they can score that much against our defense.
Haley Walls.
And they're struggling right now as we're down to 7 minutes to go.
A minute gone in this fourth quarter.
And they're just looking for an open look, but there's none there.
Gracie Lowry kicks it to Pinnick.
That foul. The foul's called on Barber, and that he bailed her out. That was a terrible shot.
And it's going to be two free throws for Pinnick.
There was no chance of that shot going in.
Tonight's game coverage presented by Tim Dant, Social Security disability attorney from the law office of Hayes and Dant in Washington. First free throw from Pinnick goes through. The second one missed around the rim, no good. And the rebound to Lavasseur and the Hatchets. 33-24 now, Hatchets by nine. 6:40 to play in the contest here at Bloomfield. Maddie Dant over to Thorne. Thorne to Barber. Barber's shot is up and in.
Beautiful shot. That's her second 13-14 footer.
Allie Barber, 4 points, 35-24. And timeout, Bloomfield. Coach Knapp wants to talk things over. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 35, Bloomfield 24. We return to Bloomfield High School in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid-in-full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The voice of the Hatchets.
And we're back here at Bloomfield, Washington 35, Bloomfield 24. Cardinals with the ball as play resumes. 6:20 to go here in the contest. Walls kicks it over to Kilzer. Kilzer looking underneath to Toon. That's out of her reach, and it's going back to Washington.
Well, that's not how he drew it up.
Nope.
But we'll take it.
Hatchets get the stop. Now let's see what they can do on the offensive end.
Well, we are a couple of baskets away from winning this game. We've got to take advantage of that turnover. So,
Barber to Dant, now to Moody. Moody to Thorne, cutting in the paint. Thorne.
Nice move.
Move, yes.
Beautiful.
Elena Thorne, 10 points. And you know what was also good about that? Thorne realizing Toon is on her, trying to get her to draw that final foul.
Exactly.
And Thorne should be able to do that the rest of this game if she wants to.
Right.
Toon has to play very
That's
cautiously.
A very, very astute observation by Mr. Shake.
Thank you, Steve Brothers. I went to school for this stuff.
Well, let's get a stop and a bucket, and then we've got a 15-point lead.
There's a three by Shelton. It's short rebound, though. Big rebound for Pinnick. Her putback is no good. And there is almost another rebound as Toon and Maddie Dant are tied up. And the arrow will keep it with Bloomfield.
We need some rebounding. Quincy Healy comes into the game. Hopefully with her long reach, she can get some boards. As the offensive rebound total for Bloomfield continues to grow.
Toon over to Walls. Walls.
Coach Miles barking out defensive instructions here. A master.
Yeah. Well, as we said, they're holding their opponents to under 40 points almost every game.
Ironically, she played on a great team that was an offensive team. So, how ironic.
Bloomfield now really trying to get something accomplished, running a lot of time, though, in the process. Pinnick broke free, and her shot is too strong. Rebound to Barber. That was a good stance again by the Hatchet defense.
Get a bucket here, and I'm getting fairly comfortable.
See what happens. Healy to the basket.
I thought that was going to drop.
Looked good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Rebound to Hannah Walls. Walls quickly up. Hands off to Shelton for a long three. No good. Rebound to Lavasseur.
Okay, now we're in no big hurry. Under 4 minutes. And Barber just shoots a three immediately.
And connects for three. Allie Barber from downtown. 7 points tonight for Barber. 40-24.
That might have been the backbreaker right there.
Hatchet lead back to 16. Oh, and reach-in foul called Lavasseur.
That was weak. I'm sorry, Dwayne. That call was weak.
Hadley Faith coming in for Allie Barber now. 3:39 left to play.
Can see it did reach in, but I don't think there was any contact.
Out of bounds for Bloomfield. The lob goes into Shelton. Shelton tries to kick it over to Kilzer, and it's back to Washington as Bloomfield couldn't handle it.
Okay, the comfort is increasing by the second, Dwayne.
3.5 minutes to go. Washington looking to improve to 12-4 with a victory on the road here at Bloomfield tonight. There's Thorne. What a move by Thorne. Two more for Elena. That's 12 points.
She's had a fine ball game.
42-24, Washington.
And on the defensive end, too, as Toon is trying to back her way in. And, a nice duck
under
there.
That was a nice move. She couldn't get it. Rebound to Kilzer. And here's Walls, and Walls throws it out of bounds, just out of the reach of Pinnick, and it's going back to the Hatchets.
42 to 24 now with 2:55 to go.
Jade Browning into the lineup, replacing Healy. With just under 3 minutes to play, Washington 42, Bloomfield 24. Browning up and in for two.
That's what you need to do. Come into the game and score.
Jade Browning with that beautiful jump shot.
She has that patented six-foot jumper right in front of the basket.
Now foul called on Browning. Bump foul. Coming in, it's going to be Katie Small now for Bloomfield. Small will replace Pinnick with 2.5 minutes left.
It's only the, that's the sixth team foul for Washington. Out of bounds.
Kilser needs an open player. Finally gets it into Toon, and Toon up and in for two more. That's her first points this quarter.
And she has 16 out of the 26 points. So.
Lavasseur, top of the key, over to Moody.
Almost through the backdoor lob.
Now Thorne has it. Hatchets don't have to be in any
hurry. Yeah, there's no sense risking it.
Moody threads the needle and gets through for two. Moody with nine. 46-26, Hatchet lead up to 20. There's a long three for Shelton. No, Toon with the rebound. And no on the lay-in, put back. And Thorne comes up with it.
All of a sudden, you look up there and we have a 20-point lead. Dwayne, when did that happen?
Hatchets have been chipping and chipping. A minute and a half left.
Nice back cut by Thorne.
Oh!
That was a good pass by Lavasseur.
Yeah, just couldn't get the finish. Shelton. Nope. Rebound to Browning.
2-on-1.
Browning blocked.
Now that was a nice block. That was a good block by Toon. Okay, we got a ton of substitutions here.
Gracie Lowry, Emily Neighbors, and Jade Hudson, or Julie Hudson coming in. And Julie Hudson quickly gets a reach-in foul.
We almost had a five-second call on that out-of-bounds play, but Jade made a nice quick move and got herself open and is rewarded with two free throws. Coach Miles emptying her bench now. As we have two free throws by Jade Browning with a minute 12 to go.
Browning's first free throw is up and in. Jade has one more. 3 points this quarter for Browning as Moody comes out. Elena Thorne comes out. Both get a big round of applause from the Hatchet faithful.
Well deserved. Both girls had really good games tonight.
Second free throw for Browning up and in. She hit them both nicely. 48-26. So Emily Klingel, Alita Adradanoska coming in with her sister Malita. They're both in the lineup now. Walls. Forgot to start the clock. There we go. To the basket. No good. Rebound to Hadley Faith. That was a drive by Katie Small. Couldn't get it.
Browning
Jade Browning right to the basket for two more. Browning, 6 points this period. 50-26. Hatchets.
Pulling away now. Boy, that score really doesn't indicate how close this game was for about a little over three quarters.
Very true, yeah. I mean, Bloomfield really battled hard. Hatchets just got the upper end, especially as of late they started to pull away. There's a three by Small, no good. Alita Dradanoska with the rebound, hands it off to Sis. And it looks like the Hatchets will just hold it out now. 17 seconds left. 14 seconds now. Pitch and catch outside. 6-5-4. And Washington gets the road win tonight. from Bloomfield. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Lady Hatchets 50, Bloomfield Cardinals 26. Post-game report coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Washington gets the road win tonight, defeating the Bloomfield Lady Cardinals, improving to 12-4 on the season. Your final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Lady Hatchets 50, the Bloomfield Cardinals 26. Postgame report presented by Sterling & Company, professional corporation on Main Street, downtown Washington. Individual scoring first for the Hatchets, leading the way with 12 points. It was Elena Thorne. She had four in each quarter in the second, third, and fourth periods for 12 total points. Lindsay Moody would finish with 9. Concia Lavasseur also with 9. 7 points for Allie Barber tonight. 6 for Jade Browning. 5 for Hadley Faith. And 2 for Quincy Healy. So a balanced scoring attack. 12 for Thorne. 9 for Moody. 9 for Lavasseur. 7 for Barber. 6 for Browning. 5 for Faith. And 2 for Quincy Healy. For Bloomfield, it was Malia Toon with 16 points, then 3 for Nicole Kilzer, 3 for Kayla Pinnick, 2 for Kylie Shelton, and 2 for Gracie Lowry. But Toon was there scoring 16 of the 26 total for Bloomfield. Washington led throughout the contest, 13-7 at the end of 1, 23-12 at the half, 33-23 after 3, and the final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 50. Bloomfield 26. Team stats, Steve Brothers?
For Washington, 21 for 51 for 41%. They were only shooting 29% at halftime. So they ended up with 41% shooting, 2 for 6 from the three-point arc, 6 for 10 from the free throw line, 11 offensive rebounds, 17 defensive rebounds, and 9 turnovers. For Bloomfield, 10 for 40 from the field, 25%, including Dwayne, 1 for 13 from the three-point arc, 5 for 8 from the free throw line, 10 offensive rebounds, a lot of those in the second half, 19 defensive rebounds, and they had 16 turnovers.
Hatchet defense definitely a factor again tonight as Coach Gretchen Miles joins us for post-game comments. Coach, nice road win, get back on the winning track, 50-26. Bloomfield didn't want to quit, though. They didn't roll over and play dead by any means.
I tell you what, we got out in transition, off rebounds and off steals. We just look a lot better. Now, from the coaching standpoint and probably from your guys' standpoint and the fan standpoint, we missed tons of shots around the basket. I mean, instead of being up 11 at half, it probably should have been 21 or 25 at half. But what we like to see is our kids are attacking the basket hard and not going in soft or timid or hoping to get fouled. And Elena Thorne did a tremendous job on the Toon Girl with a lot of help with that, too. I know she had 16, but when they scored 26, that's okay. And then the Shelton Girl with Maddie Dant, Quincy Healy, Jade Browning kind of all had their turn with her. She had 2 points tonight. I mean, that's huge right there when you're two big scorers. As we know, your scorer's got to score in order for teams to stay in games. But we had balanced scoring, too. I mean, Hadley Faith got off to a great start. Just right off that loose ball at half court, it just got everybody up and going. We also had, like, Allie Barber hit some key shots today to kind of give us, like, kind of as we weren't scoring, then she hits a bucket, and then here we go. And Elena Thorne came ready to play that second half. She had some big buckets around there. Double-digit scoring, I think, again tonight. Yep. And we got to have that out of her night in and night out. And I think Concee was 1 point away, maybe, from another double-double. But she'd probably like to have a lot of those layups back and a lot of those free throws back. And I tell you what, we handled the ball well tonight. Lindsay Moody did a good job of getting out in transition, taking care of it when we're being pressured and their length. You know, of course, rebounding was a big concern for us when they start 3 6-footers, and I believe we out-rebounded them. I mean, it's just the hustle points that we're getting to.
Have you ever seen so many clean block shots in a game, or were they clean?
I think when you win, you say they're all clean.
Okay.
And we talked about that in scout, that they do – I don't know if they tend to do it or not do it, but, you know, Toon got in foul trouble early, and then they just kind of let you go around them like you think, hey, this is an easy two, and they're just waiting for you. So we talked about halftime, like I know we just used to do the drill with Coach Brothers. You got to slide in there and get your backside into him and almost jackknife it up there. And I thought one of the first plays in the second half when Concee took it right at her.
She did that.
That was a heck of a move.
Yeah.
That's what we said. Like, you guys got to kind of woman up a little bit. And that definitely was a woman's move.
12 points for Thorne. She was your leading scorer tonight. But balance, 7 players in a scoring column. Everybody did their part this evening. Good team win on the road.
And we scored 50 points. That's huge for us. I know a lot of people, that's not a big deal, but like, you know, we have to play really, really well on the defensive end all the time because a lot of times we don't score many points. If we had a huge powerhouse offensively, we wouldn't have to spend so much time defensively on things.
Absolutely.
It's coming.
It was a great, great win on the road. And as Coach Brothers knows, it's hard to win at Bloomfield.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
It is.
We'll take it and we'll get going. We got a busy week still. Conference game on Thursday against Mount Carmel comes to town. And so that's a big one. And then also Gibson Southern Saturday.
And they're both
home. That's getting easier. Yes, that makes it so much better.
Click your heels together.
Dwayne likes home games better.
Yes, all day long. Coach Miles, congratulations.
Gives you enough time to get some housework done before you get to the gym, doesn't it?
That's right. Absolutely. We'll see you Thursday night, Coach.
Thank you guys for making the trip.
We'll be back to wrap it up right after this on WAMW.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a bad deal.
If you're traveling through the south side of town, save yourself some time, gas, and money, and let us pump your gas. Stop by Southside One Stop and fill up. This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy. Our Southside One Stop location is stocked and staffed for your convenience. Our full-service station is open and we pump your fuel 7 days a week. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 to 5 on Sunday.
Freddy Energy in Washington, locally owned and operated, fueling your everyday life.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973. The Country Garden on State Street in Washington is now under new ownership. Charlie Heller and the Heller family welcome you to the new store to see the changes and new merchandise coming in daily. The Country Garden is now offering 50% off all remaining Christmas decor and merchandise. And the new Valentine's Day items are rolling in for your special sweetheart. Don't forget, the Country Garden also has a great selection of memorial items for lost loved ones and a big selection of jams and jellies. Stop by and take a look. The Country Garden on State Street in Washington, open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Washington winners tonight at Bloomfield. Girls High School Hoops final score of the NR Home Center scoreboard. Lady Hatchets 50, Bloomfield 26. The Hatchets also got the JV win 43-30 for a clean sweep Final thing to do before we wrap it up is to hand out our post-game awards. First, the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, presented by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
Lindsay Moody is our winner. She had 9 points on 4-for-6 shooting, including 1 3-pointer, 2 rebounds, and only 1 turnover the entire game for our point guard.
Lindsay Moody is the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game. Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, presented by Bill Dobson Ford. Dobson deal is a better deal.
Well, Kinsella Lavasseur was 1 point shy of a double-double, and she her field goal percentage wasn't real good tonight because of the many blocked shots, but she did manage to get 9 points with a big 12 rebounds, 7 of them offensive rebounds. And she was always in on the action, so she did a nice job tonight.
Kinsella Lavasseur is your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Finally, the overall MVP, presented by Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Tonight's MVP honors will go to?
Well, I like the way Elena Thorne really took control of the game there in the fourth quarter and went to the basket, had a couple of really nice moves. She ended up with 12 points on 6 out of 11 from the field, 3 rebounds and only two turnovers, and did a tremendous job defensively on Toon for Bloomfield.
Congratulations to Elena Thorne with 12 points tonight. Big outing for her and nice defensive effort this evening. Definitely worthy of tonight's overall MVP. Again, your final score, Lady Hatchets 50, Bloomfield 26. Washington will be back in action at home Thursday night with a conference game with the Mount Carmel Lady Aces. For Steve Brothers and Renee Lyle back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake saying goodnight, so long from Bloomfield High School.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Annalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game.